from Samarkand. I'm Navahari Mamula of the Voice of America. I'm here with Steve Sverdlo of Human Rights Watch. And if you're wondering about why are we in Samarkand today, this is the first day of Asia Forum on Human Rights that's being organized by the Uzbek government to showcase its current policy on human rights. And so far, we have been listening to the members of the international community, to the UN specifically, and honestly, we have not heard anything newsworthy yet. So I'm hoping that my conversation with Steve will be something of a news. This is your first time, obviously, right? At this, it's such an event.
Such a high-level event.
It's such a high-level event.
Well, and I think this is probably the first time that we've seen this level of human rights conference, if there is such a thing. It's something that's bringing together people from the former Soviet Union, but even beyond that, it's billed as an Asian forum on human rights. So it's an attempt to, in a way, put Central Asia on the map for human rights in a way it hasn't been previously. And we've never seen that in Tashkent, or in Uzbekistan. So this is a big deal for those that look at sort of the international, regional human rights mechanisms.
As a representative of an organization that wants, that has its own agenda, you obviously want more attention on specific issues. What kind of questions you want to be raised at this conference? What should be discussed when there is an international human rights conference in Uzbekistan, when Uzbekistan is a host?
Right. Well, the hope is that this is more than, you know, 2 days spent in a really grandiose, ostentatious and beautiful palace like the one that we're standing in. Of course, it's important when the highest level officials come together in Uzbekistan. Actually, this is very rare. Of course, it's important that they come together and, as they're doing this morning, reaffirming their commitments to international human rights. They're talking about the 70th anniversary of the founding document of the human rights movement, the Universal Declaration of Human Rights. Of course, that's important. That's a big deal. But what really matters to me, what really matters to, I think, the human rights community at large, is that the ordinary person on the street, the regular Joe, ordinary person in Uzbekistan, feels some actual change in the human rights situation. So if this leads to more openness, if it leads to, just to begin with, more of a free press, more of a free discussion in Uzbek society about things that are sensitive, things that are difficult, corruption. If you can talk about censorship, if you can talk about ways that people have been mistreated in the past, history, current problems, if it leads to that, then this is progress. Then this is something, maybe a small step in the right direction. But if it's just another gathering, that with a lot of lofty words and phrases, then I think I'm going to come away disappointed. So I'm hoping for more, and I think I'm hoping that Uzbekistan will deliver. This moment for Uzbekistan is very important in terms of freedom of speech, in terms of freedom of expression, freedom of the internet. One thing that, it's been fascinating that we saw a major journalist from Uzbekistan 24 TV come out recently and reveal that she had, she revealed the censorship that is still operating in some of the major TV channels in Uzbekistan. What's so interesting now is we see all these voices that are expressing criticism and feedback about the reality of Uzbekistan's, not just censorship, but the media and the internet. And so one thing that could concretely come out of this conference, I think, would be a strongly stated commitment from this day forward to unblock the internet. My site, www.hrw.org, is still blocked. Many others, Voice of America is also blocked. I think it's really important, and it's very easy for the government to take these immediate steps to create a free internet. We see a lot of our colleagues struggling to get on Facebook, Twitter, and we know the government is working on increasing the capacity to provide a faster speed internet. But even more important than that is ensuring transparency in the government policy towards the internet. We ask this question: who is it? Who is it that regulates access to these different websites? And we get a lot of different answers. We hear about the Ministry of Information Technology, but it's not so clear that that's where some of these orders are coming from. So we'd like to see transparency around that issue, and we'd also like to see faster movement towards inviting journalists and different reporters to be here. The BBC, Deutsche Welle, Radio Free Europe, Voice of America, that is something the government can do quickly, and so I really hope that will be tied to the Asian Forum on Human Rights.
Aziz muxlislar, biz Samarqanddamiz. Bu yerda inson huquqlari bo'yicha Osiyo forumi o'tmoqda. Tashkilotchi O'zbekiston hukumati, xususan inson huquqlari bo'yicha milliy markaz. Mana oldimda Steve Svirdlov, inson huquqlari bo'yicha Human Rights Watch tashkiloti vakili va hozir unga xo'sh mana shunday anjumanlar o'tganida O'zbekistonda. O'zbekiston mezbon bo'lganida qanday masalalar ko'tarilishi kerak deb so'raganimda yuzaki gaplar aytilishi kerak emas, O'zbekiston xalqi oldidagi og'ir masalalar haqida muhokamalar bo'lishi kerak deya javob berdi. Korrupsiyani tilga oldi, huquqbuzarlik hollarini tilga oldi. Ayni damda O'zbekiston xalqini qiynayotgan masalalarni tilga oldi. Endi mana hozir Stivdan so'ramoqchiman, yaqinda uning tashkiloti siyosiy mahbuslar masalasini yana ko'tardi. Bilamizki, o'tgan 1 yil ichida O'zbekistonda o'nlab siyosiy mahbuslar ozodlikka chiqdi va Human Rights Watch buni olqishlagan. Endi mana hozir Stivdan so'ramoqchiman, endi yana nima uchun bu masalani ko'taryapsiz va nima uchun siyosiy mahbuslar masalasi xalqaro hamjamiyat nazarida shu darajada muhim bir mavzu? So, I want to talk about your recent statement regarding the political prisoners.
Sure.
So far, for the past 1 year, you have welcomed the change. And the change was that the Uzbek government released several dozens of political prisoners. You're happy with that. You applauded that decision or a set of decisions. Mm-hmm. But now you're raising this issue again. Why do you care so much about who are political prisoners in this country?
You know, I think it's an entry point to discuss issues of justice and the rule of law that affect everyone in Uzbekistan. So we may be at this moment talking about these specific experiences of people in prison, that some that experienced torture or were mistreated in the police station when they were arrested. I think that's a way, though, to talk about issues that affect everyone. I think many families in Uzbekistan over a long period of time have had negative experiences with their law enforcement bodies. And so, in a way, by focusing on some of these most dramatic cases, people that have experienced torture in prison or spent many years in Just Leak prison in Karakalpakstan, which is well known for its bad conditions, we're illuminating, you know, very sensitive, maybe painful topics. But I think hopefully that allows everyone to raise issues of their basic rights, how they deal with police, how they're treated in the justice system. And in the case of these people, why are we interested in what happens to them after prison? We're interested in that because it's not enough. It's not enough simply to free people who shouldn't have been in prison. They have to be treated equally. And equality under the law means that you have a right to an appeal. You have a right to clear your name. You have a right to re-enter society so that no one views you as a criminal. You can get a job. You can travel. You can get the medical care that you need. So I think it's about basic issues of dignity and fairness that, you know, I think in some ways this moment in Uzbekistan is so important on so many issues, whether we're talking about cotton or we're talking about freedom of speech or political prisoners. Just another opportunity for the Uzbek government to show that it's more than words, that we're interested in actually seeing a new Uzbekistan in practice.
Endi siyosiy mahbuslar deganda bu yerda Human Rights Watch ikki yo'nalish haqida gapiryapti. Biri, haligacha siyosiy sabablar bois qamoqda o'tirganlar. Ikkinchisi, qamoqdan chiqqanlar, sobiq siyosiy mahbuslar hozirgi paytgacha va Human Rights Watch qo'yayotgan talab chaqiriq shuki, birinchi navbatda minglab siyosiy mahbuslar, ya'ni siyosiy motivlar bilan qamalganlar ozod etilishi kerak, birma-bir. Ikkinchidan, ular qamoqdan chiqqandan keyin hayotini tiklashi uchun va nohaq qamalgani uchun adolat ta'minlanishi kerak, ularga sharoit yaratib berilishi kerak deyapti va Human Rights Watch nazarida hozir O'zbekiston hukumati oldidagi katta sinovlardan biri shu. Agar haqiqatdan ham islohotlar davri davom etayotgan bo'lsa va siyosiy erkinlikka yetib kengash O'zbekiston davlati uchun muhim bir vazifa deb belgilangan bo'lsa, albatta siyosiy mahbuslar taqdiriga ko'z yuma olmaysiz, deyapti. Xo'sh, siz qanday fikrdasiz? Siz uchun siyosiy mahbuslar degan tushuncha nimani bildiradi? Sobiq siyosiy mahbus deganda siz kimni tushunasiz va siyosiy motivlar bilan qamalib chiqqanlar normal hayotga qaytganidan keyin ularga qanday muomala qilinishi kerak va mana xalqaro hamjamiyat talab qilayotganidek ular uchun sharoitlar yaratib berilishi kerakmi? Ulardan kechirim so'rash kerakmi? Ularga tovon to'lash kerakmi? Ularga o'sha o'tgan umri, boy berilgan sog'lig'i uchun qandaydir bir yordamlar ko'rsatilishi kerakmi? Mana bu savollarga sizdan ham javob kutib qolamiz. Xalqaro hamjamiyat munosabatini bildingiz. Albatta, hukumat Human Rights Watch bilan muzokaralarda bu borada ishlayapmiz, bu masala bilan shug'ullanyapmiz degan javobni bermoqda. Hozircha shu. Samarqanddan men Navbahor Imomova va suhbatdoshim Steve Sverdlov Human Rights Watch tashkilotidan. Biz bilan aloqada bo'ling, siz bilan jonli bog'lanib turibmiz. Internetga bog'lanish juda ham qiyin. Facebookga VPNlar orqali, proksilar orqali kiryapmiz va imkon qadar sizga bu yerdagi jarayonlar haqida hikoya qilib berishga harakat qilyapmiz. Omon bo'ling.
Katrakmı?